Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
RJ, we need to ask the question whether or not the Cowboys are being disrespected. All right, we have a poll from ESPN. Not a poll necessarily, but a recent rankings list on the top running back units in the NFL. Now, I think before we dive into it, it should be noted that this isn't necessarily based on the amount of rushing yards an entire team possesses, but it's more based on the depth, I suppose, of the running back units in question.
Yeah, it's also with projections, and you're dealing with, the per play type efficiency that you're going to get, running back efficiency, if there even is a whole big thing on that. So, yes, this is the best running back backfields projection-wise for 2018.
So I'll ask you, RJ, and I think number one should be pretty unanimous. Like, I don't even think the most optimistic Cowboys fan would argue against this, but perhaps they would if you would like to. Autoflex Leasing Fan, text 877-881-1053 to give us your top five running back groups in the NFL. But ESPN has a team that I don't think anybody should be surprised by. The New Orleans Saints, Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram.
Oh, I don't think it should be surprising at all, but I shouldn't say that. Mark Ingram's out for four games. How could you project them to be the best? They're starting running backs out for four games.
Well, because
I mean, Alvin Kamara is
I project them because Alvin Kamara was so incredible last year as a rookie.
Yeah, he was.
Not only in rushing the ball, but in the amount of catches he made and the amount of receiving yards he produced. You know, they almost put up a 1,000-yard season between the two of them.
Look, I am going to support any Tennessee Volunteer at all.
I know ever, you will. Ever. That's why
and,
I was...
that team just turns out running backs, but that school does. But I was surprised that they were that high because of the suspension. I mean, that's four games missed by their chief running back last year. I mean, he was their main carrier of the football. That's four games down. And now you're going to have to increase the workload on Alvin Kamara. I mean, you can put Terrence West out there. Okay.
Yeah, they include him, but I don't necessarily include him that much.
I thought, I was surprised the Cowboys were lower than where they are. I was surprised about that.
Okay. All right, so we got New Orleans at number one. I mean, to me, I'm not surprised that Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram, even with Mark missing four games, I'm not surprised that they projected that tandem to be a little bit better than Zeke.
Again.
Because Zeke's kind of I don't want to say he's a one-man show because Rod Smith did show he has something last season. But if Zeke goes down, no one in Dallas is feeling great about their chances.
No, even though, again, like you said, Rod had more per carry. Yes, you're right. Now, the one thing that the Saints do that the Cowboys don't as well is the running backs are tremendous. At least Kamara is a tremendous receiver. And that's part of the backfield. And that's part of what I would agree would put them on top. Because if you want to just go outside of running the football and you go to the complete back where they do use the running game as a passing game or the passing game as a running game, that's where the Saints would come into play.
And I want listeners, fan listeners, to keep that in mind because it does seem that ESPN leaned heavily on what these running back units do as pass catchers in addition to what they do rushing the ball. So Cowboys are not number one. The Cowboys are not number two. That would be the Los Angeles Rams with a backfield of Todd Gurley, John Kelly, and Malcolm Brown. Now, John Kelly, I guess, is a sixth-round pick in 2018 that a lot of people are intrigued by, but no one's pretending that he's going to get a lot of work. Anyway, it's Todd Gurley's show. He rushes the ball. He catches the ball. He was probably the biggest focal point of their offense last season, had nearly 2,100 yards from scrimmage, nearly 20 touchdowns, averaged nearly 5 yards a carry and averaged nearly 12 yards per reception.
John Kelly's going to be really good. Go Vols.
Is he a volunteer too?
Yeah. he's like a Ray Rice player.
That's type. Why he's you got, had a, that's got, why you had a write up for him in the yeah. pre. Okay.
He's got like a Ray Rice kind of playing quality in terms of size and shiftability. So I like him, but again, I'm surprised they put him up there already as the number two guy.
Number two units. But yeah. Then again, also coming off the year that he had, he is arguably the number one or two guy.
Oh no, he had a good year. Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
So no, again, I can't kill this one. Todd Gurley's amazing. Like Gurley and Zeke and Le'Veon, I think we'd all put those three guys right there as the three kind of best ones right now.
Well, and we mentioned Saints, Rams, but we hadn't mentioned the best running back in the game in Le'Veon Bell. Well, here he is, number three, the Pittsburgh Steelers unit of Le'Veon Bell, James Conner, and Jalen Samuels. Names you probably aren't that familiar with. I'm not familiar with either. But what do they matter when Le'Veon Bell churned out 1,300 yards on the ground last year while missing four games and had nearly 1,000 yards receiving?
Yeah.
Like, Le'Veon Bell is the quintessential do-it-all, play every down, never come off the field, lean on him for every playback.
James Conner is the player who was among the leaders in jersey sales early on last year. He's the cancer survivor.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Okay. So he's got a magnificent story. But look, I mean, you get Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell is the, yeah, you're right, he's the do-it-all guy. I mean, he is the kind of the prototype of, let's have a running back who could do just about everything out there. The only thing he can't do is sign a long-term contract. But the only thing he can't do.
We're going through ESPN's list of the top NFL backfields in 2018, their projections for the 2018 season. We already have the New Orleans Saints at number one with Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram, Terrence West, the Los Angeles Rams at two, Todd Gurley, John Kelly, Malcolm Brown, the Steelers at three, Le'Veon, James Conner, Jalen Samuels. Then at four, this is where I think Cowboys fans might take issue, but I'm still going to ride with them. They have the Atlanta Falcons.
Yep.
Devonta Freeman, Tevin Coleman, Ito Smith.
Penalty flag. Penalty flag.
Ito or Ito? It's Ito, isn't
well,
it?
Well, it's spelled Ito the Smith. Same as Judge Ito.
And it is.
You don't remember Judge Ito.
And there was a story this weekend about how Judge Ito gave him like a heads up or gave him a that-a-boy kid.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, to encourage him.
He
so it is
him.
Ito.
They attaboyed him. There All you right, go. Very nice. Yeah, I got a penalty flag here.
Okay.
Neither one of these guys are as good as Zeke. They don't have, you know, it's not like they're...
Neither individually, I agree with you.
They're not, and it's not like they're Atlanta. I mean, they're like New Orleans, where one guy is just so dynamic. But no, they're not. This is not a better backfield than the Cowboys.
But let me say this about both of those players. Devonta Freeman and Tevin Coleman both have proven to be much better pass catchers than... Not that mm-hmm. Zeke's not a good pass catcher. I shouldn't say that. They're both viable weapons in both the running game and the passing game, and the Falcons use them that way so well that, you know, of this group of five or a four that we've gone through, no one else has the pair of backs that can do it all like that. Like, even with the Saints and Kamara and Ingram, well, I think of Ingram, even though he did have a lot of catches last year, I think of him as the bruiser. You know, he's the Thunder. Alvin's the Lightning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in Devontae and Coleman, they both kind of interchange between the Thunder and the Lightning, you know?
Yeah.
In one game, Devontae's the inside runner and the pass catcher, and Tevin's the bounce it outside guy.
Yeah, guy. He is.
And then the next game, Tevin's the hand it off in between, you know, in between the tackles.
Yeah.
And Devontae's the guy they want to get out into space.
Yeah, I understand. I totally get it. You know, they have that Thunder Lightning type thing. And they're averaging 9.5 yards a catch. I just wonder why the Cowboys haven't utilized it more. It's not that they can't. Like, Zeke can clearly catch out of the backfield. But they ranked first in rush attempts. The Cowboys, since entering the league in 2016 with Zeke. The backfield's ranked first in rush attempts, first in rush yards, fifth in touchdowns rushing, third in yards per carry. But they rank near the bottom in most pass receiving categories as running backs, including dead last in touchdown catches over the last 3 years. And dead last in the last decade, The Cowboys have 12 pass receiving touchdowns from their running backs.
That is insane.
That's one a year. In the last decade, that's pathetic.
Well, we have some red zone targets to go around this year because we don't have Dez. Mm-hmm. And we don't have Jason anymore.
No, that's true.
No, I don't know how much
breaking
Jason,
news, exclusive.
I don't know how much Dez was going to affect, you know, the ability to get, like, if Dez being gone, that probably doesn't change much in terms of touchdown opportunities for the running backs. With Jason being gone, that's a huge hole. That's a huge hole there in the middle of the defense that I think the Cowboys can exploit. So I'll say this, as we go through ESPN's list of the top five NFL backfields, we're just doing the top five. It is number one, New Orleans, number two, Los Angeles, number three, Pittsburgh, number four, Atlanta, and number five, the Cowboys. I think they're spot on with where the Cowboys should be going into this season. I think by the end of this season, the Cowboys will be amongst the top two.
Look, they probably will be about the end of the year among the top two.
Because I do believe
they're better than Atlanta.
There's a significant, almost a, I don't even think it's their teams are able. I don't think they're able to project just how much of a difference the Cowboys running back unit is going to have when it comes to catching the ball out of the backfield.
Well,
whether it's Tavon or Zeke or Rod Smith on occasion, I think the Cowboys are going to go from hardly ever throwing to their running back to probably it being the second or third most targeted spot by the team at the end of 2018.
I would hope so, because the more they target Zeke and Tavon in the passing game, the less time Zeke has to pound his way through the line. Nothing gets a running back to the end, you know, to the finish line of his career quicker than lowering his head and plowing right through that offensive line and the defensive line for that matter. So I hope they do it. I hope it works out. I think they're far too low on this list. I don't understand how they're behind Atlanta. I can understand an argument if you want to have them behind New Orleans and Pittsburgh, even though I think Pittsburgh's running game is massive. Not Le'Veon, but the other guys.
Okay. I agree, but I think Le'Veon, I mean, rising tide raises all boats, right?
I don't think that Le'Veon is better than Ezekiel Elliott. I mean, he's better.
He's better.
But I don't think it's like, okay, are you taking, how do I put, it's not, the gap is closer than LeBron KD.
Okay. But there is still a gap. I mean, that's kind of my point. It's like, there is still a gap, and I don't know what Tavon or Rod Smith are comparatively to James Conner and this Samuels kid that the Steelers have. So I just got to go by comparing the top dogs. And by comparing the top dogs, I mean, Le'Veon is still above Zeke. It might not be the case into the future.
Right.
But right now, I'd still take Le'Veon above Zeke. So that's why I believe that even though ESPN has the Cowboys running back group ranked fifth in the NFL coming into 2018, I think that's right where they need to be. I think it puts a little chip on their shoulder, hopefully, for the offensive unit and the offensive line to have a big year. And I think the Cowboys will answer that bell. So I'm excited about 2018.
All right, Cowboys ranked fifth on the list of best backfields. I think it's a crime. A crime.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.